Sally.
Yeah, whatever I get it. I guess we wouldn't move on next year's budget anyway.
6:15. Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's working out.
Good thing we didn't need it right away.
I know, right?
All right, we're gonna bring this meeting to order this evening, Finance Committee. And Beth is here to kind of take it over and let us know where we stand, what we need to do, and what we need to change. So Beth, I will turn it over to you.
So overall, let me just tell you that all revenues and all expenses, the city's budget deficit is $108,407.30. That is, I mean, honestly, if you look at your reserves, that's not terrible. You do have some added expenses this year with the move of City Hall. There's still some other potential things from tonight's meeting that could get added in that could also affect that. Your general fund has a deficit of $199,820. Your wastewater is looking at a deficit of $86,950. Your police fine account is looking at a $43,600 deficit because they've got the purchase of that new truck that is, as of right now, without having a better guess of when it's actually going to get here and we can pay for it, will hit next fiscal year. So, I mean, and that's like half of what you're looking at, honestly. IMRF, we did purposely decrease the levy this year because IMRF's fund balance is sitting at over $200,000 and your expenses are barely $50,000 a year. So in order to kind of get that leveled out to where it needs to be, we did decrease that on the levy this year. So there, we knew there would be that deficit of $38,794.80. The current road projects, it looks like your MFT will have a deficit of $13,655. Your TIF, while that is not all necessarily budgeted for the way council has done it in the past, is if you have the money and somebody comes for it, you you approve it. And so we budgeted basically all of the money that was available as you draw near to the end of your TIF that's available for you to be able to spend and put out in the public. The tourism fund has a surplus of $6,800, and for the first time since I remember being with the city, the water has a surplus of $289,050. Evan has done an amazing job at getting things fixed,
yes,
so that you're managing the expenses so that you can be in that position.
Right. Great job, Evan.
And then we'll have the close of the project coming in too. So,
yes.
There is a lead line service replacement, which is done through a low interest loan with the IEPA. So you would see a little bit more of that being eaten up over the next few years to pay that loan. But this year, those expenses are fully funded. And then your Social Security fund has a small surplus of $62.50. And those numbers are based on your biggest expense really is going to be your wages. So at your spots, you also have a wage page where it goes over everybody that is currently here, what they make, their annual salary. If you give them a 2%, a 4%, or a 1% increase, just as different scenarios. There is also, there are several requests for new people. There has been some retirements and some people that have quit and some other terminations that have not been replaced with the city. So you're currently down several people. And in order to get the city operating at a level where your street department can repair the streets while the water guys and the wastewater guys are fixing maybe water main breaks, that those people are being asked to be replaced. So really the wage thing is more where I would need your direction, and then we can potentially update budget figures from that based on your decisions.
That'd be your wastewater in your streets, or just your wastewater?
Streets and wastewater.
Street and wastewater, okay. Well, the floor's open. Is there any comments on what she just told us? She's worked pretty hard on this. Kevin, on the wastewater and streets, how many men do you need?
I was trying to get back to where we were pre-2013. I know it's an uphill battle. It all depends on attitude, but I was looking for three at street, two at water, two at wastewater.
Okay, two water.
That way we can move along all the projects that we have to have for the CMOM program. That should be rolling. We just got pieces of it, but like the consistent jetting program of the entire town is supposed to be done yearly and documented. Obviously, we started and stopped, so I figured if we get a crew here, that wastewater stuff like that would go. You just get a lot done with your streets, keep rolling. You know, every time we start, like the other day, we started a project, and then we're all off to head to a water issue, so
yeah.
It delays the process on everything.
Have you got any in mind?
We've had absolutely over the course of the years, I guess, and people still put them in. I guess ultimately it's where we set the wages so that I have something to actually give them, so they know what they'd be walking into. They hate to hire, and yeah, I'm not working, and then they leave after a month, and you just, you know, you play the game back and forth. But I said, the odds of trying to get that many, I know, you know, like Chris trying to get the police force right now is pretty tough.
Yeah.
But I don't plan on hiring the first applications that come in. You know, I want to find someone that's pretty good and plans on doing the future here. Work independently if they have to.
All right. So more or less you're wanting just to give us the okay that you can go ahead and do this.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, guys. What do you think? Chirping over there.
Yes, I need the help. Three guys isn't enough.
So far he wants seven guys.
But I don't know about the starting wages being so low. That's the problem.
Starting them out. Let's see. What did I just see?
What are we starting at? 1750?
On one here.
Mm-hmm.
Starting
very
out
low.
1602.
Brian, he's 1863.
That's what I'm saying. Desmond, if we start the new ones out at 1750, Desmond should reapply.
Yeah,
because some of them are lower.
So the 1602 people are part-time people.
Oh, 1602 is part-time. Okay.
Yeah. So, and that's not saying that Evan wouldn't want to move Desmond to full-time, and then his wage would change with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the 16 is the part-time.
How many? So we just have Brian, Gary, and Evan then full-time?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so we need seven more men.
Well, I mean, just five, and then that.
Pardon me?
If there was the five extra, that'd give you a total of eight.
Okay, you need five.
Five new Deary Hester.
Okay.
That's going to be a job finding five.
That's the whole thing, is finding them. I mean, if we start out the wages.
Like I said, if you don't find them, like, you're not just going to hire someone just to fill the.
No.
Fill a spot there, it's going to
no.
be. So, you know, the odds of getting five dependable could be three, could be two. Might revamp it, and hey, we got two that works out better than having five.
Sometimes one man can do the work too. David, what do you think?
I don't think much.
Well, for heaven's sake.
It's too much to take all in 15 minutes if you wanna know the truth.
I do wanna know the truth. And I agree with you, it is hard.
We should take weeks.
Yeah.
Went over each section, each committee went over each section.
Two or three meetings.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna do it in 15 minutes.
We're gonna take your vote on tonight, are they?
Yeah, you don't, we're not, we're just discussing it right now. We're not voting on anything, we're just discussing it.
Yeah, it's not till next time.
Yeah. We're just discussing.
Reflected in the budget then, or not?
So, the positions are reflected, for the budget right now. Your most expensive column is if you gave everybody a dollar an hour increase. So that's what's currently in there. So if you decide you wanna go with the 4%, then we can make an adjustment to those, budget amounts for the wages. This was just worst case, you know, that you decided.
So the budget off to the right is the.
Yeah, the 4% is the dollar. And the 2.5%.
Yeah, the right is what's for those departments.
Yeah.
Is in there, so. There are amounts that are not accounted for as far as like potential for overtime.
Yeah.
That's kinda hard to do.
But that's if we hire all them people.
Yeah.
So the chances of us having all them people for the budget is probably slim to none.
I know.
That's why I was talking about.
Honestly.
So the $108,000 deficit probably won't even be that much with.
No.
I think a lot of them are gonna look at the wages and say, I ain't done it. Nowadays, what everybody thinks.
Well, they all gotta look also, you know, if they're full-time.
Yeah.
They're going to get insurance, you know.
They have to.
They're gonna get benefits.
But we just don't hire and put them right on full-time, because.
I don't think part-time would work, but I think full-time would. The way economy is right now.
Are the projects warranting extra, more employees?
I'm letting copper will, there's, I was talking to the engineer, Matt, when they do that project.
Okay.
We can pay extra and have an engineer on site the entire time, or you can have a city employee on site while they do these projects, because then you gotta notify customers upstream, downstream, provide them with filters and all that, so, I mean, they can do it at their cost, or the city can do it at their cost. So that is one major project with that.
Yep.
Where we can save a lot of money, cheaper, having it in-house.
Yes, by all means.
A lot cheaper.
Yes. Any more discussion?
In a minute.
6:29.
Dave, you're ringing the bell every minute.
Ringing the school bell. Oh, I should get a bell, I never thought about that.
Yeah, it's like a stock market.
Yeah, shake that bell, I might do that. If not, I'm going to close this meeting. All in favor?
Okay, thank you everyone for coming. And roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotla.
Here.
Mayor Cindy Goddard.
Here. Okay, we have a quorum. Approve the minutes of March 10th, 2026. We had a committee meeting? We didn't, did we?
Yeah.
We did. Oh, and the committee meeting.
On that committee meeting on the minutes, you did say he was absent.
Okay.
On it. And I know Linda wasn't here, and who's the other one?
Del Mastro.
He wasn't here.
I'll change it.
So, he's to the...
Didn't approve.
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Natalie, do you have any clerk report?
Not tonight.
Nothing, okay. Treasury report, Debbie Brown?
I have nothing.
Attorney is not here yet. Engineer, no engineer. Any public comments, petitions? Nope. Okay, committees, finance, Alderwoman Sally Clark?
Okay, I guess we don't take it down to new business.
Yeah, we do.
We do take it down to new business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll refer to new business then.
Okay. Sewer, Alderman Livingston?
Nothing.
Streets and alleys, Alderman Long?
Nothing.
Police and ESDA, Alderman Ward?
Do you guys have anything on the, what's down below?
If you know what it is.
Sorry.
Did you forget?
Ring 10.
Huh?
Ring 10.
That's down below, yeah, it's down below. I put out an ad to try to get us another full-time officer to get us up to full strength since Ian left. I've got two applications that I've seen.
I only had the one.
Yeah, so,
I didn't even see the second.
So I have the other one. But that's the cutoff for the applications I put out was the 30th. And then I'm going to be gone until, I think, April 6th. So if we got two, then I guess I'll get with you about sitting down and doing an interview. And we'll go from there, I guess. We'll set a date to have an interview done. But I'll talk to you about the truck applicants. Besides that, I haven't heard anything on the truck that was ordered in November. I know we wanted to move it back to put it on the upcoming year's
budget.
Is there?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Minor.
I just saw a blur out of the corner of my eye, so sorry. So I haven't heard back anything about the truck that was ordered, so it looks like inadvertently it's going to be in the next fiscal year anyway. So that works out
good,
I suppose. Tanner graduates from the academy on April 24th, so that's quickly approaching. He will start his FTO with Austin initially, with the Western initially to start his field training. And we do have, coming up, we're going to probably end up biting off some overtime for the murder trial that's coming up here in May. So I know that Tyler Snyder is working for Kent now. I know he's going to have to testify for that. I am. The Wester is going to have to as well, so this is probably going to be a fairly lengthy trial, so I just wanted to give everybody a heads up to know that that's going to be going on. So I think it's the first week of May is when that trial begins.
Yeah, I think.
And we'll probably all be, you know, in
did
court
say
for
fourth?
At least 2 weeks. We'll be
after
probably
first
in
weekend.
Court every day.
Yeah, so first whole week.
Yeah, so all three of us will be trying to figure out, or at least me and Austin will have to be trying to figure out how to, you know, go to court and testify and still work our shifts and everything, but that's really all that's, I think that's all that's going on right now.
Also with that, our downtown will be real, real busy that, at least
yeah.
There will be,
jury.
There is going to be a lot of media. And
600 to 800 in the jury pool. So
yeah, the visitor center, they're running out the visitor center to hold the extra jurors until
yeah,
they pick.
Yeah, that's because
TV stations will be here.
There was some badness that happened with the last jury trial, so they're trying to correct that. But
this is a larger crowd too.
There'll be a lot of jurors that are going to get called. There's going to be media involved. There's probably going to be fairly significant amounts of family members and stuff that are going to show up. So just be prepared with that. And if the sheriff's office is going to you know, help if we need it as far as calls and crowds and stuff go and all that stuff, and they're gonna take care of the courthouse anyway, but just a heads up on that's coming. They're
yeah.
Good time for food wagons.
Yeah, it would be.
Well, the juror, they'll provide them, the juries, they'll provide them food.
Oh, do they?
A lot of the times. They'll
if they're
sequestered during the day.
If they're sequestered during the day, they'll be providing meals at the county's expense.
Yeah, I would think they will be.
Which, and they'll all be sequestered.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, people come down, you have to trap them down.
Yeah. Okay. Water, Alderman Miller.
I have nothing at this time.
Utilities and public ground, buildings and grounds, Alderman Long.
Nothing.
Tourism, Alderman Miller.
Yeah, coming up April the 4th is at Fulton County Fairgrounds is annual Chamber of Commerce assignment auction, and or consignment auction anyway, and I believe it starts at 9:30. You can check in stuff Thursday the 2nd and Friday the 3rd from 8:30 to 7, both days. And it's down by the food stand. You can check your stuff in, so if you can make it to that.
We also need help.
Yeah, help.
Need help.
Always need volunteers, so everybody raise their hand. Say aye.
No.
That's
I don't like sitting in that truck all day.
That's all I have.
But I've done the last couple of years, so it's okay. Okay, is there anything else in the tourism right now?
No, that's all I have for now.
Okay. Okay, TIF, Alderman Spotlow.
New business.
Okay, Citizens Committee, no Amanda. Christmas Committee, Kenny? Anything?
Just remind everybody that April 11th, we're having our VFW's putting on the fundraiser down there. The tenderloins this year as to spaghetti, so 5 to 7, delivery 5 to 6, so see y'all down there.
And bake sale.
Bake
Remember
sale.
The bake sale.
That's right, bake sale.
Yeah.
You're having a bake sale?
Yeah,
okay,
bake sale them. Along with the
I'll tell the girls.
Okay,
that's
perfect,
girls
thanks.
Help you. We'll get her done.
Okay. Economic Development Committee, Aaron.
A little bit's under new business, but
okay.
The community garden, they're starting this weekend, the plot of land that we donated, I guess, was tilled, so it's the least weed-free you'll ever see it. And they're going to start Saturday, I think it was 8:30. Kendra, you might remember that. But there's about 15 people that are going to help out with that. So again, any volunteers or any of that is welcome. It's going to be a neat community building experience.
Excuse me. I got a text from her a little bit ago. Says she's going to start around noon now, on Saturday.
Okay. Public Works Report, Evan?
I have nothing.
Okay. Okay, no unfinished business, new business. Discuss act upon firewall for city.
IT contacted me. Our firewall will need renewed for like our IT stuff. So there's a quote from Two Trees in there for that.
And it's something we have to have.
Yeah.
For the new building?
No, it's this is what we have to have all the time. Yeah.
It just
protects us. 17 months.
Well, if we have to have it.
Good to prove.
I'll second.
Second, okay. Roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Discuss the school year 27 budget. We had a meeting prior, so we discussed stuff. Anybody want to discuss anything else?
We discussed the budget and we discussed about hiring extra help for oven. And we discussed about a pay raise. But we really never put figures down. Do we want a table or we just can't?
When's the budget gonna be due? May?
Are they allowed to go ahead and table? Do they have time to table?
So we can leave the budget the way it is and discuss actual pay rates for each individual person if you want at a later time. The budget needs to be posted this week so that you can, it's gotta be posted for 30 days before you can vote on it, and you will vote on it on April 28th, and it has to be filed by April 30th.
April
28th. So it's gotta be posted by Friday. Any changes
that you want? We
weren't voting on it. Why do you think we were?
We won't vote on it until April
28th. We won't vote on it.
We won't vote until
April. But it has to be posted.
Posted.
Well, so what are we doing right now then? Talking about it.
You're looking at
you're
a draft,
just discussing
letting
it.
Me know
looking
if you
at the draft.
Changes.
And
right.
Then we will vote on it.
David, do you want to change anything on the draft?
I wouldn't know if I did.
Well, why not?
Because I had 15 minutes to look at 15 pages.
It has to be voted on next meeting then, correct?
Yeah. No, it's the second meeting.
It'll be the second meeting in April, the 28th of April.
It has to be available for...
But it has to be available for viewing.
So actually, we can have another meeting.
Still won't make sense.
Correct. We could have another one.
But it's got to be...
But it just has to be posted.
For people to look at for 30 days.
We have a special meeting.
Yeah, so they can post the draft and then they can vote on each individual line item for the budget at the meeting.
At the 28th meeting.
Thank
so it can be changed on the 28th meeting.
Yes.
But the draft just has to go now.
So what do we need tonight? Approve the draft?
Correct.
Yes.
You don't need to approve
say
anything.
We don't have to approve
that,
anything.
That,
we just have to discuss it.
Do you know of any changes that you know, like...
Then take it home and study it.
The
write your notes. What you want to change,
add it
Dave.
If we need to.
And then it can be done the 28th.
So we still have time, in other words.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, do you want to table this till next meeting?
Yeah, but we got what do we have to have by
the 28th? This has to go, this has to be available to view 30 days prior to being. Voted on,
okay.
On the 28th.
Yeah, we have to vote the 28th, file the 30th.
So this draft has to be posted, but the 28th is when you guys can make your changes and vote
right,
on
so
it.
We have until
so this has to be posted within 3 days of right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Am I almost caught up?
Yes,
doing
sir.
Wonderful.
You're doing
two
great.
But we can make changes on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct.
Two meetings
later.
In
yes.
April. It's the
it can be posted, but we can still make changes.
We don't have to, nothing. If you guys are done discussing it, we can go to the next thing.
So what are we doing now? Nothing?
Nothing.
Discussing.
Thinking about discussing.
Getting the dates right.
Dreaming about it.
Yeah.
Given.
So they actually, for raises, they don't have to decide till
the
28th.
28th.
Yeah.
And we can have a committee meeting prior to that during the day, before the meeting, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You just got to tell me when you're available.
It just had to be made available for you guys to look at now, and we can lay it out there, so if anybody wants to come see it, they can.
That's right.
Okay. You done? No discussion?
We can have, on the 28th, we can have a morning meeting.
If everybody's okay with that, we can do a morning meeting.
Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you guys have more time to discuss?
On April the 28th.
Do you work?
Probably.
Want it either at what, 10, 2, what do you want? 11, 12?
What are we going to do? We'll have a meeting that night, so whatever you want to do.
Will lunch be served?
I mean, you probably arranged something.
I'll bring some bologna and bread there.
I'll bring a bag of chips.
Yeah, there you go. She'll bring the chips. Mm.
So yeah, we're out of them.
Skeleton hot plate, because I like fried bologna.
So what time are you doing that?
You work that day?
They didn't decide yet. You want 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
Do you want...
It doesn't matter.
I'll decide. Okay.
Do you work the day before that?
Monday? No.
Okay, so can we do it the day prior to that? Because follow works the 28th.
All right, let's do it.
So that, Brad,
April 27th,
you won't know until
o'clock.
Close to time, so...
Well, right. We can check with Becca, too, right?
It may take
can you do the 27th?
Becca? I can be here.
The 27th?
Thank you.
Perfect.
Bring
what time?
Okay.
10 o'clock.
10
o'clock?
10.
Okay.
I'm here by then.
Gotcha.
Okay, great.
That's difficult.
I'll send a reminder that Friday before. So if you remember over the weekend.
All right. We got it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Next, discuss act upon floor cleaning quote. That's me, I guess. Out of the new building, I had Tidy Turtle Company come and look at the floors. They're associated with Taswell Floors, is who they work with. They was gonna shampoo the carpets. We need to take out the carpet in the room that we're going to use as the council room, because we removed some of those walls and the carpet's not underneath. So, and then on the tile, they're going to come back then after we get some of the stuff moved in, if it's approved. Then they'll clean the tile and then put like 3 coats of wax on them.
So they are stripping it with wax and that's stripping it?
And then, yeah, I'm going to put new wax on. I called Stanley Steamer. They don't do anything like that for the tile. They just clean. So, and I wanted, he said they should look like new. He said they're not worn. You know, the tile looked good to him, so. And so. I just didn't want to have to, I didn't want the expense of replacing everything in there right now. I didn't think it was necessary.
Just asking, so we normally get more than, you call Stanley Steamer, but we normally get more than...
Yeah, I didn't know who else to call, because these are like commercial. Said he does, or is getting ready to, the VFW and Ipava Bank here in town.
I think it's better to get somebody that actually does floors and not somebody that just does janitorial. But I mean, that's like this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have to have at least 2 quotes?
Because there's several quotes, more than two. So
that's what I said. I might have to get somebody else. Anybody have any ideas? Who?
I've done it for 30 years, so I know what it takes to do it.
Kendall, he can do it. 30 years
of practice. Yeah. If I had equipment, I'd do it. But
we'll go buy you a Walmart carpet shampooer, and you just have at it.
Yeah.
Actually, I used the one my wife's got. She never used it.
But it is like, what is it, 6,000 square feet? So it's a lot of floor in there.
I don't know. Does your band include the...
Where does it say? Does it say somewhere we got to have 2 quotes?
What did you say, Jimmy?
I don't say so.
This bid including the
people's money.
It will, so it'll be a little bit less than this.
That's right. We're not putting carpet back.
I would say laminate, wouldn't you guys think?
We don't want carpet back.
Yeah.
I don't think that we do, but...
So it's up to you guys. If you want me to try to find somebody else,
we just always
get another quote.
Get more than one bid, but I don't think we
got time, so.
I mean,
would you like to table it?
I don't know what the real rule is, but.
Well, it's something you need to get done, isn't it?
But I don't know who else.
Yeah, but we have time.
Or we do much else.
Yeah.
Who's going to take this carpet up?
I don't know. I know it's glued down.
Because you need a machine to do that.
Yeah.
Unless you got a scraper you want to operate all day long.
It's all glued on?
Yeah.
The square tiles or the?
Becca's got.
Just experience with this. If you call the places like Monderheide Carpet Weavers, my husband works there, so they've got people that they can recommend that will do the tear out. There's usually an additional charge, but they'll tear it out and put in new, and it's like the same group of people. They can also recommend cleaners who they recommend for commercial versus residential.
Mm-hmm.
So those stores are a good place to start with calling to get those recommendations.
Okay.
How about carpet cleaners? Would they do that?
They used to have their own branch. I don't know if they still do anymore. But they've got like people they work with that they would be able to recommend.
There's where you get
a what are they?
Like Carpet Weavers, Crawford up in Canada might know something. Monderheide Flooring probably has people.
Monderheide.
And Carpet Weaver.
Any carpet flooring people?
Okay.
Yeah, they would know.
Yeah, because these people were with Tasbell Floors.
Carpet Weavers is a large chain.
They can make recommendations, so.
It's a large company in the state, so.
Maybe the school would know somebody that does theirs.
Do they have somebody come in and do them, or do they have?
They do their own.
They do their own. Maintain their own, don't they?
Yeah.
Who, do they do laminate there?
Yep.
The Monderheide, who else? I'm sorry.
Carpet Weavers.
See, this outfit, like she said, does the VFW and the I Paper Bank.
Okay.
So, but I can call. I don't want, yeah. These are the ones I had talked to at the home show, and so I called them first.
Yeah.
And I didn't even talk to them about ripping up the other carpet, which they probably do too, so.
Like they always talk about getting more and more bid, so that's all I know.
Might be able to get it all in one thing, get it all ripped up and done and everything, so.
So we're tabling it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think city guys want to bid.
No, I'm not gonna make them do that.
They got stuff to do.
I mean, I got some anger built up. I can probably do it.
It's not fun. No, it's not fun.
Come on, we can do this.
Okay, so I'll get another one or two quotes.
But I do appreciate whatever we decide to go on as far as money that we need, you know, like these receipts showing us we keep track of what we spend. I think that's important on the building.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next, discuss act upon generator quote. Now I only got one there too, so I don't know. Everybody thought it was a good price. It's $14,000, there's no generator out there. And this is older and they have issues with it. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, don't you, Evan?
Yeah.
Hey, it started last week.
And this includes 2-year maintenance fee, maintenance, which I don't think we have now on this. And
are we moving the siren out there, or where we? That's on the north. We won't have anything in the center.
I was going to bring that up and never thought of it. Reagan had me do a Google map on where the sirens are located. He said this one here, by whoever it is that does the coverage, said this one has to stay here. It's on a pole of its own. You'll have to put power to it on its own, unless we keep this building.
Oh, we're not talking about keeping the building.
Yeah.
I thought the visitor center's a block away.
Yeah, but the siren here would have to stay. The two north and south, he's got a figure coming to me so I can give it to the high school people to do the grant to replace them. The other thing they brought up was this water meter reader thing that's on the same pole of the siren. That thing's center relocated for a reason. I guess there's senders that send to here, then I don't know where it goes from here.
Oh, yeah, the towers all talk to each other all the time.
Yeah. So would they be able to move that out there or have to leave it here?
Well, I think it's only a block.
Yeah, Brad's almost got the solution right here.
You're only talking a block, and you have it there. And we're gonna have to move it if we're gonna sell the building, and there's...
Yeah.
And we don't wanna keep power to this building, we have power to that building we already pay. And that's my one thing, is we're gonna have to have a generator for that.
Yeah, and I think spot low, you can correct me if I was wrong, you might have mentioned for like the siren, maybe the firehouse area, if some come push to show.
Put her on the firehouse and then move off the firehouse power grid.
You know, they've got a generator.
Well, that's the other option, is they do have a generator, and you wouldn't have to be buying another, I mean...
Yeah.
If they come to an agreement with the fire department.
The 75-foot tower or whatever, tower tall it is.
That thing's pretty heavy.
I don't see why they couldn't come to an agreement with the fire department, put this siren and everything over there.
It's a tripod, and they might go mount it on top.
Make more sense.
Yeah.
And you have a generator, that makes more sense too.
Yeah.
I'm sure that that deal could be worked out, aren't you?
Do you have any influence, David?
Yes.
Just wondered.
They can't stand to tolerate me if they don't go along with me, so... Right?
Huh? So back to the generator.
So, yeah, so...
Yeah, this generator...
Tolerated word.
Table that.
Table it?
14.
But if you table it...
Okay, what are we gonna do about the generator?
We still gonna need a generator out there.
Yeah, we gotta have one out there.
Do we have to have one out there? If we're not running the siren off of it, why do we need a...
Well, for these guys...
If the power goes out in the middle of the day...
And then we'll have the water stuff on it.
Go ahead, Brad.
No, I know.
You can keep it.
You're talking...
Light a candle?
Yeah.
Our power is rarely out, if it is...
Takes a day off, right?
Yeah, I mean...
But is it gonna affect you, Evan, with your water stuff out there, if we don't have a generator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing will communicate, and you won't have any water pumping.
So they can take the day off, but they won't have water.
Is that will be in the office. And that's what communicates everything from the well field and everything.
Well, that changes it then.
That'd be the only problem.
Plus, it's...
But I would think during the day, you need buildings too.
All services going through there, so...
What's that generator did we get down to Fairgrounds? This is a 28.
I have no idea.
Oh, God.
That one's probably 10 times the size of what you're gonna want there, because it's running a lot of power, it's not...
Well, I don't really know.
You don't need them there, 28. We got a 40 in the firehouse, and that's way over...
I don't know where to get other generator bids.
Generac.
Generac, but I think I had a friend just get a bid for a residential. Not anything near as big, and it was pretty close to that price.
I just dealt with Midwest Equipment, which sells Generac, okay?
Okay.
I don't shut my hand up, so I'm trying to deal with them.
It only took them a month and a week to call me back.
Well, you didn't talk to the right person.
They're terrible customer service.
I talked to the guy that owned the place.
Well, they don't know nothing, do they?
I don't know, apparently not.
There.
Maybe just...
I know, we got a Generac, and... What is,
This is a Generac.
Who services yours?
They do.
Midwest?
Roger, who services our generator?
Midwest.
Okay, and it's what, how many, 22?
22.
22? And we paid, what did we pay for that?
I think about $9,500.
$9,500?
That's your year's basement.
This...
Huh?
When you run it in your basement, well, down...
You don't wanna know.
Kilowatt.
This thing here...
Well, you know what, between a 20 and a 22 is only $500 difference in the price, so why not go 22?
Yeah. This thing here has two transfer switches, because there's two panels out at this building. So that is an additional cost and considerably more labor and stuff.
Because there's three air conditioners.
Heck, I don't care one way or another.
I didn't pay attention to that.
absolutely need a generator out there?
We need for the water.
You don't have any water, it's electricity goes off.
Not only that, this iron here is the only one you can activate with power out, because it's battery. So if we don't have no power out there, we can't even activate it. So that's gonna be hard to explain to people.
I mean, all your services are gonna be in that building, we need, you gotta have something, so.
Yeah.
I just asked a dumb question, I mean.
Yeah.
I'm dumb, I tell you.
No.
Just table it, we'll get another quote, so it's more consistent with everybody.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, keep this quote and.
Yeah.
Okay, next, discuss act upon Lucky Line TIF ordinance. Just the ordinance?
Yes.
From last.
You just gotta vote on that?
Yeah.
I move to approve Lucky Line TIF ordinance for 2026-06.
Alder Person Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Swallow?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget that.
I will tell you, with the stipulations that you guys put on this, our TIF attorneys would appreciate it next time when you do it, not do it as a grant, do it as a forgivable loan.
Okay, and as far as that statement, that guy stood right here and said we can do whatever the hell we want to do. So that person you talk to can go straight to hell for all I care. That's the end of that story.
Nick didn't care, but he would prefer that you guys do it as a forgivable loan, especially if you're gonna put a like a 5-year, you know, stay open for 5 years like you did. He would rather it be a forgivable loan, not a grant.
So ignore that.
Okay, now.
Okay.
Moving on.
My bad.
Okay.
I had an opinion on that.
I know you had an opinion, David. Thank you very much.
Didn't I? That one I
had to ask for that one.
I did have to ask you that one.
Free of charge.
Discuss act upon the fireworks donation. Usually it's $2,000. What else?
Okay.
It is.
We voted on the thing, didn't we?
Lucky Line, yeah.
Yeah. You said aye.
I make a motion, we give him $2,000.
$2,000?
Well, that's
what we usually do.
Yeah.
Do you want to give more?
I mean, it's the kids in the community and adults and the seniors. They enjoy it. We try to keep the crowd in Lewistown. We have to have a decent fireworks.
But Carp Solar just gave them $1,000 today. So with our, we had the spaghetti supper and the other money that we've collected and the $1,000 today and the $2,000 tonight, he's got his almost his $10,000 and it's, he thinks it's $9,500. So we have $500 to carry over to next year.
That's good.
Alder Person Sally Clark.
Say, you know,
aye.
Getting the sit in early for the discount.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotler.
Aye. Even though it is unconstitutional, but I
don't hush you like it.
Discuss act upon land bank resolution. Oh, I'm in such a good mood here.
This is all you. I already ruffled feathers, okay?
Somebody kill me now. I mean, you guys said to go for it when we had that one discussion, so all I did was call and get the resolution so we can get this something solved.
How much was it, Cindy?
It is, I wrote it down, $5,892.
It's like $2 or $3 for residents, something like that.
It's $3 per person.
Yeah.
And we can take it out of the TIF.
And out of the TIF, so.
We can take it out of the TIF?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I make a motion to do it.
I'll second that.
I think it's a good idea.
I'll second
that.
Now we can.
Just real quick, you have to do, you have to commit for 3 years, I believe, as part of it. Just so, full disclosure.
Okay.
Yes. When you sign up for, you know, for every year, you can take it out of the TIF every year, too.
Yeah.
Full disclosure. So
take
it
out of
the TIF every year.
Okay. Alder Person Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
No.
John Spotler.
No.
Okay.
We're gonna have a disaster.
Okay. Discuss act upon room assignment. This must be Jimmy's.
Yep. There's a lot of drama. A lot of confusion.
Cut to the chase.
We need to discuss who's gonna get what offices. If they need help, they can't decide. And they keep trying to tell us what office they're gonna go to. Somebody needs to just say, hey, this is your new office.
You know, I can go home.
Right.
I agree with you. You the one to decide?
Staying there feisty today.
That's not my job.
Okay.
That is the boss. And they're the boss. And the first day he walked through that building, he already had a plan in his head.
He did.
Well, what's wrong with that plan?
We don't like it. And take it or go home.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know nothing.
I don't know. I think we...
We've all walked through the building.
Pretty much.
Workers, Chris has walked through and he's decided, you know, spots that he liked. I mean, a majority of us workers have walked, well, I guess all of us workers have walked through the building. I know Chris and Cindy just went out there one time. I met Chris out there with the IT guys. I thought everything was smooth on that part.
Are these rooms all the same or there's something different about them or...
Well, but everybody's different. Chris is, I guess the police area is fitting for the police that he liked and accepted.
I didn't know this was an ordeal.
Most of the people that I've talked to and we've been out there and we looked the place over, we're in agreement. If you've ever been there when you walk in,
yes.
There's a window.
Yeah, this.
Well,
yeah.
What is the catch then? What is the part that's not working well?
I think one discussion is we're to have a conference room or something, which I think it should be in the kitchen because a lot of times you offer them coffee or water and it's a big room.
Okay.
You get a coffee pot there and a water.
One individual in a great big gigantic room.
That'd be for like committee meetings or if you got guests come in.
Just, yeah, like a, like the MFT. Maybe the, like the MFT reading of the, you know, like the streets.
Okay, then what's wrong with having a conference room next to the kitchen with the water and the donuts and the soda and the coffee?
Listen, there's plenty of different areas we can have it,
mm-hmm.
But...
I mean, is this one of the problems?
No.
I don't know. I mean, that was the only thing I know.
Public Works Director and our Chief of Police and the Mayor were at this. I don't think this is an issue that we have to do.
Why are the council even talking about this? This is
dumb as shit. Because I agree 100%.
You're right, Preston. This is stupid. Well, this should be... The city worker should do this.
This is just childish bullshit. All it is.
Like you just said in the beginning, somebody needs to be the boss and stand up and say, you're going in this room or you're going in this room.
Go in the damn room or go home.
That's why you have a mayor. That's why you have public works.
Please.
Well, I think we got it figured out now, so.
You think we have it figured out?
I think so.
Then we need to vote on it.
Get care of it.
And everybody's just, I guess, gotta live with it, because I don't know.
That's the only reason I brought it up, because everybody was throwing it back and forth and...
Well, no, it's...
I don't think we need to.
We don't need a vote or anything.
Fighting over the sandbox.
I don't think it even needs a vote. I just think the three people need to go and say this. Let's go with it. You know.
If anybody objects, go from there. Sorry.
I mean, that's what the chairman does on the county board. You know.
I've had enough.
Behave yourself.
Okay, I think we're good, so.
All right.
Okay, next,
all right,
discuss act upon interest and possibly acquiring a canine.
Okay.
Chris kind of talked to me a little about it.
I got a stray dog next door. You want him?
No.
Oh. He's a German Shepherd.
So, basically an opportunity has presented itself that if there's an interest with the city council in coming forward with this, of us being able to acquire a police canine. I don't know how much you guys know about police canines.
And the canine replaced the police officer? I said you was looking for two.
Well, they
I know it's a lot of money.
You get your drive?
No. Just a little background. I was a canine handler for the sheriff's office for 7 years. I handled a dog before. So I know what the value of a dog is, what a canine is. Brad was working there when I was a canine handler at the sheriff's office. You guys all know that we have a problem with methamphetamine. The whole county does. If we have a problem with thieves running off in the night, you use a dog to track them and stuff like that. But they're also valuable for search and rescue if somebody wanders away, as I mentioned, wanders out into the whatever. Anyway, there's a lot of benefits to having a canine. The opportunity is to present itself to get to maybe acquire one. Instead of paying $10,000 for a dog, the sheriff's office is selling one for three right now. For $3,000.
One.
Because we had turnover with dog handlers and the new handler.
And the line didn't work out.
No, he's a good looking dog. I mean, I've been working with him for the last 3 years. But we have a new his previous handler decided he didn't want to be a dog handler anymore. The new handler's having trouble with him. He's brand new, never handled a dog before, so.
Who's gonna house the dog?
It'll be the canine, whoever's assigned.
The handler, the dog goes with them.
Stays at his house.
Is this something that we can, if other communities need that service, we can.
Absolutely.
Work a deal with them, you know, for maybe a slight fee or just.
No, they just go for free.
Or donation or whatever, you know, do for free, but, you know, there's kind of.
Mutual aid and trade.
It's mutual aid thing. So right now, Farmington has a canine. Canton has a canine.
Well, Farmington's just retired.
They got a new one in training right now. So, and Farmington's not that much bigger than us, honestly. But they just retired one canine. They've got another one in the canine academy right now. The sheriff's office is buying a new dog to give to their new handler. So there'll be, the county will have one, Farmington has one, Canton has one. Not sure about Mason County if they have a canine.
How old is this one?
He's 3.5.
Yeah.
So he's not an old dog.
No.
What is the age limit of retiring?
Well, it just depends. I can't tell you those dogs don't last for
7 years old.
Yeah. Bolo, my dog that I had, I had him for 7 years. He was 8 years old when he passed away. He got cancer and passed away.
So. Okay.
What's the insurance?
There's a lot of
kind of ordinance that we can write ordinance tickets to keep the fine money instead of it all going to the.
No. Yes and no.
Yes. So.
Okay.
Well, I'm just looking at revenue that pays for the dog.
Yes. So we have ordinances on the books. We have ordinances for speeding. We have ordinances for drug possession. We have ordinances for all that. Okay, an ordinance ticket is $50. If we write an ordinance ticket, right, theoretically that $50 comes to the city. And you know, there's lawyer fee, the city attorney has to prosecute them, they're prosecuted differently than state charges and all that stuff. You're right, there is that. We have ordinances for all that stuff. We could write, if somebody was driving 100 miles an hour down Main Street, we could write them an ordinance ticket, a $50 ordinance ticket for driving 100 miles an hour down Main Street. Where the problem you get into is a state charge more appropriate for some of these? Absolutely. Is
so our portion of the revenue would be more than the ordinance?
For an ordinance ticket, we would get more out of an ordinance ticket than for a state charge. For a state ticket. A state charge ticket, we only get, the state police takes a cut, the state attorney's office takes a cut, it's silly.
The state police get a piece of everybody's ticket.
That does nothing.
Everybody's ticket.
Yep. Every single ticket that's written in throughout the state police get a cut of it. Right off the top.
There's a lot of costs with the dog though. I mean there are
there is food and vet stuff
and you're talking about
increase in insurance.
Some charge of people and your insurance
would not be notified.
He'll have to go to a county. Yeah, but a training, 6 weeks.
Would you have to go through the academy?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You go through dog training?
The dog, I mean, you're.
Whoever's taking the dog.
Right?
I was, yeah.
Okay, now that's valid.
You certify as a team, as a canine team. So you have to go, if I was a canine handler and I got a new dog, I'd have to go back through the academy with that dog.
Okay, that's what.
So at this time, we actually have access to other canines.
Yeah, you recertify that.
Yeah.
Farmington.
Then you got retrofitted.
We ever had one of those.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, like Farmington is down here, like a month or so ago.
Yeah, the team has to be certified annually. The ILSB certification is not what it was when I was a canine handler. When I was a canine handler, the recertification took 4 days and they recertify you on everything. Now it is just, they take the dog into a room with a bunch of PVC tubes and he sits on the one that's got the drugs in it and he's certified. It is not what it used to be. The academy, the training that I went through was 16, it was 12 weeks. When I went through the canine academy, it's 6 now. For new dog handlers.
6 weeks.
Well, I also worry we don't. We don't have right now.
We don't have any Midwestern canines. I'm just, this is more of like, is there an interest in this? Or like, if we're interested in doing this, I will get you numbers more. I can have it all budgeted out, how much it's gonna cost and all that stuff. I just wanna see if there's any interest in doing this.
When I first heard of it, the first thing I thought of was, well, dog cost at least 10 grand.
This one's not.
He's saying true.
Yeah.
The sheriff already gave me a number, so.
Okay.
You said three.
Yeah.
So what is everybody's opinion on?
I'm not for it at this time.
Just like I said, we got access to other dogs in the county. So if we need one, you know, we can call them and say, hey, we need a canine in this area.
David?
I just think the expense at this time was going through this budget and that, I just don't think it's necessary.
As long as we've got access to them.
I don't know if it spends on us anyway. If somebody else wants to pick up that expense.
Well, you may or may not have access to a dog, but that's even with our dog. I mean, if it was our dog, you may or may not have access to it.
Yeah.
Depending on how things are going on.
How many dogs has the county got? Just one?
How often do they use them?
I use my dog a lot when I had my dog. I used them on traffic stops, I did tracks with them. One of the big high points of my entire 20-year policing career was we had a stabbing up in Canton. The guy ran away, threw the knife 4 houses away while he was running, and I got called out in the middle of the night, ran my dog up there. I sent him on a track, we found the knife that was used in the stabbing and found the guy and got him in custody. So. The very first night that I came back from the academy, my first night on patrol, I got in a car chase. They bailed out, ran, and I made 2 arrests. My dog found him and ran. We made 2 arrests. So, war stories. I know that I'm not trying to sway you guys one way or another. The dogs are bad.
Yeah,
they absolutely are.
Sure. They do amazing things.
If you got a guy that is out there making traffic stops and using a dog, you can make an arrest every night.
He's your second partner.
And, you know,
it changes the whole attitude of the traffic stop.
Yeah. It absolutely.
Well, I think part of our problem is we train the guy to use the dog, and we can't ever keep anybody here, so we lose him in 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fix that training field.
Exactly.
We're working on that.
Well, here as an officer, you get to be everything. Inspector,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Traffic
yeah.
Cop, everything, but if you go somewhere else, then. So it's a good training field.
So do you guys just want to just think about it, table it, or what do you want to do?
Right.
I gave my opinion.
Me too.
Thank you.
I'm kind of agreeing with Kendall. It's a good deal, but.
What do you think, Jim?
It'd be nice to have, but it's going to be a pretty significant expense.
If you guys are interested in it, I can look for grants and see if there's grants out there. I am not above doing fundraising if you want me to do that, I can do that. I think that's what Farmington actually did to get their dog was they did a bunch of fundraising within the community.
How bad do you think we actually need the dog?
I think it'd be fantastic. Personally, and this is just looking at what we have going on in town and surrounding areas, I think it'd be fantastic to have another canine available.
So since Brad was a cop, how come he doesn't think it would be fabulous?
Because we've only got two guys in working right now.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's manpower. I mean,
okay.
So you,
I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I like the dog. So
I think that's the problem. We're going to train the guy, and he's going to be gone in 2 years.
Possibly.
Probably too soon. Austin, I don't think is going anywhere.
You're adding to his resume when he's a dog handler.
I mean, if you want to present,
it doesn't help. It doesn't hurt having looked for grants.
That might look a little better as far as.
I'm just seeing if there's any interest. That's all. I'm not saying.
Well, there's interest. I just think we need some numbers on paper, and then you talk about
grants and how much it.
Make it a little more inviting.
Yeah. I can absolutely do that.
Okay, why don't you do that?
Like I said, there was no interest in it. I wasn't going to waste my time doing that.
No, there's interest. It's just, you know what our budget.
So do we want to table this, or do we want to just let him, let us know when he's ready? Okay. Okay.
Throw some numbers at him.
Okay. I'll have him put together which.
So we can carry another drop and then it'll go.
Well, we got things possible.
And you can't wait.
Are you ready for bills? Are you ready to do bills?
Do bills?
Yeah, presentation of bills.
Presentation of bills.
Sure, I lost my paper. Okay, presentation of bills.
I'll move all bills promptly towards the table.
I'll second that.
And no closed session is needed, and adjournment.
I second it. Oh, paper.